Let me welcome everyone here this evening, and I would ask council at this time, with respect to the agenda we have anyone any pecuniary interest they wish to declare at this time? Seeing no hands, we'll let that be entered into the minutes, and if perhaps during the course of this evening one finds themselves in conflict, notification to the chair identifying exactly what the conflict is, and we'll have that entered into the minutes. That brings us, of course, to the next item on our agenda, and that is the special in-camera meeting. That's out of there. What we will do now is we'll bring to the issue of the previous minutes that were held effective October the 7th, September the 3rd, and August the 3rd. Councilor Sutton.
Thank you. I'll move the recommendation as regarding the minutes listed in items 1 through 5.
It's been moved. Is there a supporter? Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Are there any comments, any issues, any errors or corrections? Seeing none, all in favor? Motion is carried unanimously. You want to take us through that, would you please?
Thank you, Your Worship. Item number 11, reports from corporate services, 11.1, tax write-offs and assessment changes.
Relative to that report, we have it before you, Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move receipt of that report, that council approved the write-offs and assessment changes as presented, and that bylaw 2013-103, being a bylaw to strike taxes from the tax roll and to adjust assessment values on properties, be read 3 times, and finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Any discussions? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried. And just before we go to the next item on our agenda this evening, I meant to say it to council at the beginning, but we have an emergency situation that has arisen, and because of such, we'll be calling an emergency in-camera meeting after tonight's agenda. Mike, you may continue.
Thank you, Your Worship. 11.2, 2013 capital budget update.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move a report from the Supervisor of Financial Reporting, dated October 9th this year, regarding capital budget update we received. Staff be directed to complete the 2013 capital work plan as presented, and financing for the capital project identified in the report be adopted, and all 2013 capital projects that are not proceeding are considered in the development of the 2014 capital budget and multi-year plan.
Is there a supporter for that? Councilor Pouche supports that motion. Further discussions? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously.
Next item, Your Worship, number 13, reports from Legislative Services, 13.1, County Official Plan, draft number 2.
Councilor Pilon, if you would.
Move the report from our Manager of Planning Development Services be received, and Council authorize administration to request revisions to the county official plan based on the issues listed in the report, and also administration report back to Council with regular updates on its progress in addressing these issues.
Supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Discussions at this time? Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Hurst. I read the report, and it's quite in-depth, a good report, and there are a lot of important issues in there that I noticed that must be addressed, so I think we should support our administration in trying to make these changes.
Councilor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. Yes, I was very impressed with the report and the details that were coming out. Under number 5-6, VI 6, the Essex Terminal Railway. I've been working on trying to get a little bit more information about this long before I read this report. And I have briefly spoke with the planning manager about, I think it is very good that we're looking at Essex Terminal Railway services in the northwest part of town, which is right next door to the town that the town works. What I would like to ask administration to do is to go back and also not only lobby for the utilization of the railway lines in relationship to industrial uses, I would like to explore whether or not we could use it for light rapid transit as well. We have a lot of folks who need jobs in Windsor, but they can't get there because they're starting out in their careers. We've got students who have to stay in Windsor because they don't have, can't travel back and forth to school from Amherstburg. We have tourists who would like to be able to get out here, but don't particularly want to be able to drive here. And we have tourists who also would like to have the uniqueness of coming out by train. Many years ago, we used train for a lot of things. We have that train. I'd love to see whether or not there was potential not only for our people to use it for employment and transportation for visits to the hospital or whatever, but possibly whether or not it would work out according to the maps of the railway line, whether or not LaSalle might want to participate in utilization of a rapid transit into Windsor, and whether and how far in it would go, I don't know. I have not been able to access the maps of the rail line, but I'd like to ask administration to consider that, please.
Anyone else? Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not to get off track, but I think Amherstburg's always taken a very active role in terms of transportation. Certainly, back in my first term, we were eager to work with Transit Windsor in establishing bus routes to Amherstburg, but unfortunately, our partners throughout the county weren't as willing as we were and tended to shelve that project. So hopefully, things like that will get put on the burner again. The province hasn't shown a willingness to take the lead either, or the feds. I mean, certainly high rapid rail between Quebec City and Windsor all the way through Chicago is something that's been pointed out for many an occasion, but the political will doesn't seem to be there. But getting back to this report, I think one of the most salient and important parts for us that I saw Rebecca note was the importance of getting the county to recognize the heavy industrial use of those lands in the Smith Industrial Park just off of Howard Avenue. I mean, that's absolutely integral to Amherstburg's future. We have it zoned properly in our OP, and it's very important that the county respect that and not see that as a secondary settlement area, because that would certainly put limitations on what we can do in terms of expansion and luring much needed jobs to this area. So I'll be fully supporting the recommendation.
Just on that, Rebecca, would you please give us some information on exactly what has just been said relative to recognizing Smith Industrial Park as what it is already zoned as?
Sure. Through you, Mayor Hurst. Our local official plan recognizes this not only Smith Industrial, the cul-de-sac, but the larger area as a heavy industrial designation. That's 863, I believe, acres in that area. It's bound between Howard Avenue and the 8th concession and County Road 8 down to North Side Road. The zoning of those lands varies. In some, if it's already developed, in some areas it's heavy industrial. Smith Industrial, the cul-de-sac specifically, is all zone light industrial, so the zoning varies. And our official plan also allows for development to occur on partial services out there. Providing sanitary to those lands would be very, very difficult, actually, but our official plan allows for development to proceed on private septic systems to the satisfaction of council. The wording presently in the county OP is identifying this entire area as a secondary settlement area, and the policies that you see attached are very specific and appropriate for residential areas, which really brought about my concern in that there's no residential or very limited, and that certainly is not the intended use of these lands in the future for us. I did identify each of these concerns over the phone to the county planner last week and wanted to let him know the concerns that I had noted, and he was committed to working with us in satisfying the town. So the secondary settlement area policies, as they're currently worded in the draft official plan, are very problematic, and we're going to work at looking at some other alternatives, either identifying primary and secondary settlement areas throughout the county, which I think would be fair and reasonable, or just simply identifying the area as employment lands.
My concern is those, what is it, 183 or 187 acres from County Road 8 going over to the 8th concession and then, of course, to North Side Road. How did it, at the discussion of the county, how did it get, what was their intention of trying to get it changed to what it had been already designated as? That causes me some concern.
Mayor Hurst, I'm not sure that it was intentional, because all of the, if we look at the schedules, and I have that available if council would like to look at it. I do have the county official plan settlement area schedule available if you would like to take a look at it. But I don't think it was intentional. What the county is seeking to do is to designate primary growth areas, primary settlement areas, as the intended areas for growth, and then the secondary settlement areas, which are not promoted for growth. But unfortunately, there's been a heavy focus on residential growth, as opposed to the fact that many of us have these industrial areas.
Exactly.
So I think it's just an error, and we just need a bit of tweaking there.
Let's hope it is, then, and let's keep them mindful of the fact that it is the zone for industrial growth in that particular area. Thank you. On the motion. Did you have your...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, I was actually, part of my question was answered through your discussion with Rebecca. Could you expand on the term secondary settlement? And I got a hint of it, but it would be useful for me to understand better exactly what secondary settlement looks like and how it should evolve.
Through you, Mayor Hurst, I did provide a copy of the secondary settlement area policies as they're presently drafted as part of the report. And really, secondary settlement areas are not intended, according to the current draft, to be the focus of growth. As presently drafted, they can allow for limited infill development on existing lots of record. There's a focus on utilizing existing or full municipal services. But again, it's the secondary settlement area policies are very focused on residential, and they're really not suitable for our industrial areas throughout the county. So I think some further work has to be done there.
Yeah. But hopefully, it's an inverted area, and you'll be able to deal with that at your meeting with the county planner. Thank you. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
Next item 15, information reports. There are three information reports before you, Council.
With the Council's pleasure, Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that three reports, A through C, be received.
It's been moved, supported by Councilor Pouget. Further discussion? Councilor, Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to comment on Item B, the Police Service Annual Report. Chief, I just want to commend you on once again providing a very detailed report on the police services, on the activities, and I've got a special interest in that. As you well know, I sat on the police board for a number of years, and I'm just heartened to see that things are progressing as well as they are, and your leadership obviously has been the right choice again and to do this, and I just commend you and your staff and all the police for all the hard work you've done, and keep us safe. Thank you.
Yes, Chief, have you got anything you would like to say at this time?
I just want to thank Deputy Mayor Sutherland, and I just want to let everyone know that this was a real group effort. This report is quite lengthy, and we work on it all year long. to get it out, and it's really a combined effort. I can't take all the credit for it, but thank you. And I will certainly pass on your comments to the staff. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Councilor Davies.
Well, of course, I also want to commend you. Of course, our reputation now is growing throughout the land. About how safe we are. I'm just would like to ask a question about any plans to partnership with anyone for restorative justice strategies. I know Melissa had taken the course, and she and I chatted about that. It's certainly a good program, especially for youth and the minor violations. And I'm just wondering if there's anything we can do to kind of move forward with restorative justice strategies for the minor offenses.
Through you, sure, Mr. Sure. Mayor. We are willing to partner with anyone. Right now, the restorative justice program is handled by the federal government. It's mostly handled out of corrections, and we are willing to work with them anytime. In fact, we work with them more often than what you think. And we'd be more than happy to expand our relationship with them anytime they so choose.
Any further discussion? If not, on the motion, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously. Next item.
Item number 16, consent correspondence. Council, there are four items before you.
With Council's pleasure, Deputy Mayor, or I should say, Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the correspondence A through D be received.
Motion to receive, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Discussion? Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to bring up item A, Royal Canadian Legion, Military Service Recognition Book. I think it would be a good thought and gesture to buy at least a $695 page. It's a half page. And apparently this book is going to contain...
But if you're making the motion, yeah. Identify it so we can...
Yeah, I'm making a motion that we buy that page.
Okay, yeah. Been moved. There is supporter. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. Further discussion. If not, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried unanimously. And that's a very valid motion, Councilor. Next item. Oh, I'm sorry. On the B, C, and D, what's your pleasure? Or all of them together, because you got to receive them.
That motion was on the floor.
Yes, there was motion.
Was it? Already? On the original motion, all in favor? Opposed, motion is carried again unanimously.
Item 17, Your Worship, correspondence 17.1, Waste Reduction Week.
With Council's pleasure, relative to Waste Reduction Week, that is before you. Councilor Pouget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. The correspondence regarding Waste Reduction Week be received, and Council proclaim the week of October 21st to the 27th, 2013, as Waste Reduction Week in the town of Amherstburg.
It's been moved. Is there a supporter for that motion? Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Hold, that's carried unanimously. And let me just say that we in Amherstburg are a municipality that is committed to reducing our waste, conserving our resources, and educating the community about the importance of a sustainable living. We recognize the many years of generating solid waste and the devastating impact it has on our environment, and we are determined to take the lead in our community towards environmental sustainability. Therefore, I, Mayor Wayne Hurst, to hereby declare October the 21st to the 27th as Waste Reduction Week in the town of Amherstburg.
Item 18, unfinished business items from Monday, October 21st, 2013.
No unfinished business. Next item.
Number 19, the new business.
Any new business? No new business?
Item 21, notices of motion.
With no notices of motion at this time, that brings us to the bylaw.
Bylaws, item 22.1, amendment to zoning bylaw 1999-52.
Councilor's pleasure. Councilor Sutton.
Thank you. Move that bylaw 2013-100, being a bylaw to amend zoning bylaw 1999-52, be read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same.
It's been moved, supported by Councilor Pilon. Any further discussion? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Just for clarification, was that the one we discussed at the 6:30 meeting?
Okay. Oh, did I get a motion?
Yep.
Item 22.
Sorry, you're
going to
vote.
You didn't vote?
No.
All in favor? Motion is carried unanimously.
Item 22.2, execution of consent to assignment of lease, -Patrick/Martin. This bylaw is a housekeeping matter, Council.
Councilor Pilon.
I move that bylaw 2013-102 being a bylaw authorizing the consent to reassign or to assign a lease between the Corporation of Town of Amherstburg and Stephen Patrick to Brad Martin as taken as having been read three times, finally pass the mayor clerk to sign the authorized the clerk to be authorized to sign the same.
Been moved. Is there support for that motion? Councilor DePasquale? Any discussions? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hirsch. Just for clarification, is that just it's just a change of people running the operating the farmland, and that's just for 1 year?
Would you just respond to that qualification?
That's correct, Councilor Puget. This is in response to the report that came last meeting with regards to the transfer of the lease from Mr. Patrick at his terms to Mr. Martin.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again if carried unanimously.
Item 22.3, confirmatory bylaw.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the bylaw 104 for 2013 being a bylaw to confirm all resolutions of the municipal council meetings held on October 21, 2013, being taken as having been read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk are authorized to sign the same.
There's support for that motion. Councilor DePasquale supports that motion. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Motion again is carried unanimously. That brings us to the next item on the agenda. Councilor Pilon.
Motion adjourned.
Been moved. Supported by Councilor Sutton. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you. And let me remind you, we have an in-camera meeting that will commence right now.